Miss Sutherland, since the name's different.
That's right. Seems funny, don't it? Because I call him Father, and he's only really 5 years older than I am.
Indeed. And your mother's still alive.
Oh, yes. Of course, I don't mind saying, Mr. Holmes, that I wasn't best pleased when she married again, particularly so soon after Father's death, and a man that was nearly 15 years younger than she was.
You mentioned having a little income of your own.
My Uncle Ned in Auckland left it me. It's in stock or some such, and I can only touch the interest, which is about 100 a year.
Oh, a gratifying sum for a single girl, Miss Sutherland.
Well, Mr. Holmes, I really don't feel I need it much, you know, so I'll let Mr. Windibank, that's Father, I'll let him draw it for me, and he gives some of it to Mother and keeps the rest. Kind of makes me feel I'm not a drain on them living at home.
Mm-hmm.
I can make my tuppence a sheet from my typewriting, see?
Quite so.
But, Mr. Holmes, I'm so worried. If only you could help me find Mr. Angel.
Well, let's first hear all about his disappearance. What is his full name, may I ask?
Hosmer. Hosmer Angel. I used to think it was such a nice name. You see, I met him at the gasfitter's ball.
Miss Sutherland, may I?
Oh, Mr. Angel. Again? It's the sixth dance you've asked me for, Mr. Angel.
Maybe I might ask you for another one, too, before it's done, Miss Sutherland. Maybe another two.
There only are another two, Mr. Angel.
Well, then. Maybe I might even ask to call on you tomorrow, Miss Sutherland.
Oh, Mr. Angel.
Couldn't you call me Hosmer?
Hosmer?
Mary. Lovely floor, Mary.
Lovely, Hosmer.
Lovely band, Mary.
Lovely, Hosmer. I wish it could go on and on forever, Hosmer. Just on and on forever. On and on. And in a kind of way it did, you see, Mr. Holmes. Because I used to meet him for walks in the dark evenings. And we'd talk and talk about the ball and the way he'd taken me for all those dances.
Most interesting, I'm sure. And when your stepfather came back from France?
Well, it had to end then, of course, because Father didn't like young men at the house. But then he went away again, you see.
Ah.
So her Hosmer used to come as before.
And did he write to you in the intervals?
Oh, yes. And so did I. I brought his letters with me, Mr. Holmes. There you are. I thought you might manage to find one of your famous clues in them.
Well, I've no doubt I may, Miss Sutherland. Thank you so much. And then?
He asked me to marry him, Mr. Holmes.
Aha.
With your stepfather's consent, of course, Miss Sutherland.
Oh, no, sir. Mr. Windibank would never have given it. After he'd gone to France, Hosmer came to the house one night in dreadful earnest and made me swear with my hands on the testament that I'd always be true to him, whatever happened. He said, could we be married before Father came back from his latest trip? And I said yes. And Mother was all right, too. She was on our side, and so...
Well, Miss Sutherland?
It was all arranged for last Friday. Very quietly at St. Saviour's near King's Cross. Oh, Mr. Holmes!
Oh, well, now, please, calm yourself, Miss Sutherland. Watson, your handkerchief, perhaps, if you'd be so good.
Yes. There you are, my dear. There.
Thank you, gentlemen. You're very kind. You see, Hosmer came for Mother and me in a hansom, and he put us both into it. Then he got into a four-wheeler, because it was the only other cab in the street. And when we got to the church, Mr. Holmes...
The cab was empty.
Mr. Holmes, how did you guess? Oh, it's true, Doctor. He just disappeared.
Good heavens.
And I've never seen him since. I'm so afraid for him.
Seems to me that you've been most shamefully treated, Miss Sutherland.
Oh, no, sir, no. Hosmer was good and kind. Something dreadful's happened to him. I know he'd never forsake me of his own will. You must find him, Mr. Holmes.
Well, I'll do my best, Miss Sutherland. I'll most certainly do my very best. You can let me have a description of Mr. Angel, can't you?
Well, I put an advertisement in the papers the other day.